اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم on this auspicious beautiful morning of Jumu'ah 26th day of Rabiul Awal 1447, the final Jumu'ah for the month of Rabiul Awal 1447. We'll be in the company of our esteemed Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Jazakallah khairin for joining us this morning once again.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, to sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447, and today we focus on chapter number 54, Surah Qamar, and verses number 46 to 50. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, فَلِسَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ Nay, bal, nay. فَلِسَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ The sa'ah. Now here we need to pause and think a little while. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in two qiyamahs. One is the sughra, one is the kubra, the micro and the macro. When a person passes away, then his or her qiyamah has started already. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The person who passes away, so his or her qiyamah has started already individually. So that's the micro. The hadith is mentioned in Jami al-Saghir and so forth. So here we see that the big qiyamah, the macro, when everybody, everything shall perish. Almighty Allah Jalla speaks of it in Surah 28 verse 88, and Almighty Allah states, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything will perish besides Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah is the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator exclusively. And me, you, and everybody else and everything else, a makhluk, a creation. Anbiya, prophets and messengers, everybody, Malakul Maud, the angel of death, he also will die eventually. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall experience death and will taste death. So yeah, Almighty Allah is telling us about that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ Chapter number 22, and that is Surah Hajj. And verse number 2, when you look at people on that day, remember, you will see them as though they are drunk, intoxicated. But they are not drunk and intoxicated. But it will be a punishment that is very, very severe. Today is the Mubarak day of Friday, Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, the 26th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. So that day will also be a Friday. Which Friday? Only Almighty Allah knows. Because He Almighty Allah states, La ta'atikum illa baghta. It will come to you suddenly, the day of justice, the day of reckoning. To say it will be a Friday and 10th Muharram, Friday is correct. 10th Muharram is the propaganda of the Shias who are kuffar. So we should not fall prey to their propaganda. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in chapter 99, and many of us know it by heart, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. And in 1 week hadith, it is mentioned in Majjarul Rabih, a hadith kitab you will find, that is a weak hadith. Nabi alayhi salam said about Surah Zilzal, فَإِنَّهَا نِصْفُ الْقُرْآنِ, that if you read it once, you will receive the reward of reading half the Quran Sharif. So chapter 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That is the day of Qiyamah, when there will be convulsions, there will be earthquakes, earth tremors, and the entire universe and creation will fall to pieces and blasted to smotherings. Everything inside the land and the sand, it will throw out its burdens. All the minerals, the gold, the silver, the platinum, lithium, whatever we know, whatever we don't know. The human being who is still alive at that day, at that time will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, that what is happening? Today we like to see what is happening, the breaking news. This is the biggest breaking news. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, that day the land and the sand will speak and will give the breaking news. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because Almighty Allah Jalla Ula has inspired it to speak. Read the beginning of chapter 99, Surah Zilzal. So Almighty Allah speaks of that day, and for me and you as Muslims, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we should be reading abundantly. Now what should we read? Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning. Do not disgrace us, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Grant us the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Master, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people who committed the major, major crimes here on this earth, it means obviously. So on that day of Qiyamah, on that day of justice, so we beg, we petition, we appeal to Almighty Allah. Allahumma zuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Almighty Allah, you grant us the intercession of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Balisatu maw'iduhum, so the day of justice, that is their day of promise, the day that will come, and there's no doubt in it. Wasatu adha, and that day of justice and judgment, adha, a'zam, is a very grievous day, very, very big day. Majority of the people on that day will land up and go to Jahannam and the hellfire. Fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fi sa'ir. One group will go to paradise and the other group will land up in the blazing fire. Allahumma jirna min an-nar. Allah protect us, save us from the fire, the hellfire. Allah protect us from all these disasters, calamities, catastrophes. Wa sa'atu adha wa amar. And it will be very, very bitter on that day, the day of justice. What will happen? Quran Kareem speaks of both sides. Inna al-mujrimina fi dhalalin wa su'ur. Those who are the mujrimeen, those who are the criminals, so those who are sane and mature, and they died on kufr, on blasphemy, on shirk, on polytheism, idol worship, and those who committed nifaq and hypocrisy. Outwardly they said they're Muslim, but inside the inner recesses of the heart, they were rejecting the iman, the faith, the conviction. So for them, Allah is the sole judge. Inna al-mujrimina, for these criminals, fi dhalalin, in this world they went astray, wa su'ur, and now they will be in the blazing, blazing fire, the furnace, the inferno. Just take two verses and see. If you read Surah Yasin already, then you will read it. Otherwise, start reading Surah Yasin anytime now after the program and so forth. So, inshallah, man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaiyuhu. Whoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, so Allah, before Fajr, after Fajr, So Allah will fulfill the needs of the person, the hadith in Sunan al-Darimi. So we should make that part of our ma'amool, our remember normal, you must remember routine. Allah states, you mujrimeen, what Allah Ta'ala says regarding them, that you, O mujrimeen, you wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimoon. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you stand with the Muslims and the people who I love and they love me. You see that they love Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believe in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the articles of faith. Chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Inna Allaha la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily, those people who are the non-Muslims, Allah has already cursed them and prepared for them the blazing fire in inferno. Sa'ira, singular. Here in this verse, wasu'ur, the plural, fires, infernos. So Allah protect us, you see. وَأَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. They will dwell and stay there in the Jahannam. Everlasting doom, everlasting doom and gloom for them. And there's no protector, no one to help them. So we and you, the only concept of success is فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whosoever is taken far, far away from Jahannam and the hellfire, admitted into Jannah and Paradise, so indeed he, that person, is successful. Remember that. What will happen? يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ. On that day, these kuffar, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, يَوْمَ, on that day of justice, يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ. They will be dragged inside the fire, inside Jahannam. Ala wujuhihim, on their faces. Their feet will be up and the faces will be down, walking upside down. Allah protect us. The angels will tell them with the command of Almighty Allah, Zuku massa safar. Taste there, just touch Jahannam. Initially just touch it and taste it. Wa ma adraka ma safar. Lawahatul lil bashar. You see that? What made people go to Jahannam and so forth? It will be burning their faces and all these things there. First thing they will say, Ma salakakum fi saqar. Qalu lam nakum minal musallin. They will say, we never used to read salat regularly, punctually. So, O Muslim, make that pledge, a promise to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. That, Ya Allah, daily we will read our 5 daily salat on time. Safaran wa hadaran, halan wa tirhalan. Whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, whether we are on the plane, whether we are on the train. So every day, you sisters, you must salat. You brothers, you must salat. And people take it so lightly. You go straight Jahannam, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. So therefore, we must be reading tahajjud if Allah give tawfiq. We must read our 5 daily salat on time, the men in the masjid and the women at home on time. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ. So they will be dragged on the fire on their faces and it will be told to them, taste ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ, the touching of Jahannam. The flames and that engulfing them, encompassing them. Then they'll be flung right inside. Allah mahfazna minhu. Who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Inna. Allah is one alone and unique. But he uses the collective pronoun. And why? The royal pronoun. We. To stamp his authority, sovereignty, majesty. As a symbol and sign of respect and reverence. Only we can do that. Who gives life? Who gives death? Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sunset? Who sends the rain? Only you, O Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. So that is Allah. We must fall in love with Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who possess the true faith, conviction and iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Verily everything is what we see, what we cannot see, what we understand, what is supra-logical, above our perception, comprehension. خلقناه. We created it بقدر. And with that proper measurement, I weigh, say, 13 shoes. Imagine my shoes are lying here somewhere. You see that? So now you know we are here in where formless work. My brother Zubair is here. Mohana Masood is here. The Honorable Father Haji Amir is here. My aunt, my sister is here. You see that? Musa Kareem, Musa Hussein Kareem sister, mashallah. Mohana Masood's mother. And all of them are here. You see that? And my brother Ahmed Abdi is here as well. So now you tasting my example, 6 feet tall and size 13 shoes. So imagine if we just had to grow and grow and grow. Then what you have, which shoes, which sandals should fit us? Then which clothing should fit us? Rain comes and it is measured. You see that the wind comes is measured. Everything Allah Ta'ala does, it is in the proper manner. خَلَقَنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. But that is sunnatullah, the system of Allah. Occasionally, Allah Ta'ala sends Qudratullah, the power of Allah. The tsunami comes, the floods come, the tufan comes, the deluge comes. Like what happened to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah and the Ark. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Sometimes you must remember the wind comes. Wa ila adin akhahum huda. For 1 week, remember that the hurricane and the violent winds came and decimated, destroyed, annihilated all of them. Sometimes the earthquake comes, sometimes the land and the sand opens. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. You see Qarun, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, multi-zillionaire. He came out with his assets in pomp and glory to show off. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. We open the land and the sand. Allah will open the land and the sand and the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Allah will open it for Trump and America as well. Insha'Allah. Allah masallit alayhim azaban shadida. Allah masallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya Rabbil Alameen. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, the blessed day of Friday, the honorable month of Rabiul Awwal, Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We have to beg Allah Jalla wala. We have to beg Allah to make decisions in our favor. So everything Allah created biqadar, in the proper manner. You see that proper measurements. Allah Ta'ala is showing us. It's very weak hadith, you understand? But anyway, Allama Suyuti and them have said it's a hadith, but it's very weak. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Allah does everything with perfection. So we must fulfill our duty with beauty. Your wife, tell her, my poppy, my darling, I like the house, must be smart and clean and slim and trim you must be. You see that? Not the nappy is lying here and the smell is coming here and there. And you, husband, when you go to your wife, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, when commenting on the verse, chapter 2, verse 228, what Allah Ta'ala says, وَبُؤُولَ, what Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that you, the husbands, you have rights over your wife, 1 degree above her. And you, the wives, you also have similar rights over your husband. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَتَزَيَّنَ لَهَا كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي. I love to dress for her, dress to impress her, not to impress people, and she must dress to impress you. So you dress like that. Now the husband come with snot in his nose, and he come with grease in his hands. Now which wife will want to touch him? So you must be there for Mustafa, رَحْمَةُ alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before entering the dar, the house, the bait would make me swak, all that. So when the wives meet the master, alayhi salatu salam, then everybody is in good condition. You see that? The master, alayhi salam, set the precedent for humanity and posterity. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. And our commandment is nothing but one word. Wahida, a kalimatun wahida. One word it is. كلمحٍ بالبصر, just like the twinkling of the eye, just like the blinking of the eye. Allah says, كن بي فيكون, and it is. That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In one split second, He can destroy this entire universe and entire creation. But Allah Jalla Wala Il Haleem, He's all embrace, all patient, all enduring, and very, very tolerant. I myself, you yourself, all of us, how many million, billion, trillion, zillion sins we committed? So think about it. But Allah does not say, make them blind, make them deaf, make them mute. That Allah says, give them chance, give them chance. They'll make tawbah, they'll repent. They will cry to me on this day of Jumu'ah, in this Mubarak month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So, O Ummah, chapter 39, verse 53, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope, never become disillusioned. In the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is that Zat, is that Supreme Being. He forgives all the sins. Chapter 39, verse 53. So speak to Allah. How are you going to speak to Allah, my son, my daughter? Say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh, beloved Allah, on this blessed honorable day of Jumu'ah, this honorable great month of Rabiul Awwal, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَأَوْحَالِيَا. Whilst you alone, independently, exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews for today, 26th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the year is 1447. And remember, today in Gaza Mubarakah is day number 714. O Muslim, say Allahu Akbar. O Muslim, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, our Qassam Brigade, they sent minimum disease, 9 jutla straight to hell. They're already in the Muqaddama, in the introduction of Jahannam, Zuku, Masra, Saqar. And that are already gone, dispatched to hell. Remember that. And the Isra Haraj newspaper writes, 4 were killed there in Gaza, 2 were killed there at the border of Israel and Urdun, Jordan, you see that. And remember, we say that 9 are killed. We know because they always underplay it, and 10 are injured in transit on the way straight to Jahannam. The haramis, the jutlas. If you don't know haramis, it means an illegitimate child. And it's too kind a word for them. So we call them bees, the big bee. So therefore, BB. And then they say haramis, illegitimate. You see, the jutlas means the Jews, the Zionists in this context. The Haaretz newspaper had a headline last night, I was reading it. They said more than 900 Jutla soldiers are killed since 7th October, you see that? So that they're underplaying it. So meaning minimum 1,000 Jutla soldiers are killed, but they killed 300,000 of our people, men, women, children, babies and toddlers. These war criminals, we need to name them, shame them, and we need to nail them as well. And all their helpers and assistants and accomplices, whether it be America, whether it be Europe, whether it be the Arab Tanpot dictators and so forth and so on. So the number you can easily say is about 3,000-4,000 jutlas, that's minimum, that have been dispatched to hell already, and over 100,000 injured, you see that. Hundreds protest in front of Bibi Netanyahu's residence. Come on, we want the hostages back. Stop the Gaza invasion. So this is Allah. Everything Allah says, we must believe in it from the inner recesses of our heart. And that is 100% unconditionally, unreservedly the truth. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verse number 14, بعثهم بينهم شديد. The Jews, the Jutlas will fight severely among themselves. تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. You think they are united whilst their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who got no aql and no brains and no intelligence and intellect. The murderers of prophets and messengers عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَفْتُلُونَ. The murderers of babies and children. Gideon Levy says, I just sent it out this week on Tuesday or Wednesday, that they are the scum of the earth and they are subhuman. Who goes and kills babies and children, hangs them up and burns them? Even yesterday they were burning our people and children and so forth. So remember, that is the Jutla mentality, and therefore the accursed nation and Allah's punishment till the day of Qiyamah, remember. So anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, fight against them, we will support them. Yemen, the Houthis, mashallah, Houthis, it is with a sa, the English translation is incorrect. Houthi, ha, wow, sa, ya. He, wow, sa, sa, alif, be, te, se, and then ye. So that is Houthi, not Houthi. So the Houthi of Yemen, mashallah, they struck one drone straight into Eilat. Do you know where's Eilat? Eilat is there by the coast, you see that? And they made it bankrupt and so forth. They got nothing there. Their liabilities are much more than their assets and so forth. So more than 400 artists, you understand, signed petitions to remove the songs and all that of Israel and from their studios. So all these singers and artists and whatever, the haram is, but we say for against Israel. The world is turning against Israel. The noose is tightening, you see that? So that's very good. Spain says they will boycott the World Cup next year, 2026 in America, if Israel takes part. Spain says, and many other countries said in Europe, if they take part in the Eurovision, we will boycott it. They say Israel, that is Spain, must be kicked out of United Nations, must be kicked out of the FIFA. So we echo their sentiments. Well done, Prime Minister Sanchez, that if I could meet you, I'll shake your hand and say you're better than half the Muslim rulers, good for nothing. Instead, castrated leaders, impotent leaders, good for nothing. Americans to sue Hamas for billions of dollars, what Hamas did to them. So I want to ask you, Americans, can we sue you for what you did in Afghanistan, for what you did in Iraq? Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Jewess, rotting in hell. She said it's worth it to kill 500,000 children there in Iraq. You think we're going to forget what you did in Abu Ghraib, how you tortured and persecuted and raped our people in Iraq, in Baghdad, what you did there in Bagram, there in Kabul and Afghanistan and so forth, what you did now in Palestine? It is your money, your arms. Again yesterday that you vetoed, remember, the ceasefire for the sixth time in Gaza. So both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, pakka haramis, war criminals, the whole lot of you who are supporting the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign, you are war criminals and accomplices in this. You are prostitutes and prostitutes. That's what you are. We don't fight for you. We will take you to the cleaners, you haramis, and you want to sue Hamas. Hamas has showed you such a lesson. You can't even pronounce Hamas. You'll say Hamas, Hamas, Hamas can yell Hamors, remember that. Answers no, on the Northern Cape, you see, hella Prat Afrikaans, so. So most of the people here in Northern Cape, Kimberley, and here in Uppington and Hull, and here in Kromlesworth, they speak Afrikaans. If you want to stay here, you must know good Afrikaans. While I'm on this point, just now, I forget, let me just mention it. There is a senior alim, Maulana Muhammad Jina. He is there in Kimberley. What I know, he's there about 40 years or more. Senior alim. So yesterday we had a wonderful program last night in Uppington. My students are the imams there, mashallah. He was so elated, delighted. He hugged me and kissed me. A lot of things. He was Sheikh Hassan. We'll meet him today, Jummah time, you see that. So I said, but when I came here 2019, 6 years ago, This masjid was not like this. I see it's renovated and refurbished and looks good, you know. The toilets and that not so good. But anyway, inshallah, that also will come right, you see that. So I asked them, who's in charge now of the masjid? They say, Maulana Muhammad Jinnah and the people, the ulama. I said, MashaAllah. So Allah reward you, Maulana Muhammad Jinnah, Hafizahullah, and your khidmat you're making here in Northern Cape, South Africa, and so forth. Well done, honey and lakum, you see. We need that type of ulama that to go far-flung areas and then build the community and help them out and so forth and so on. So you say you're going to sue Hamas, but who murdered Hamas? 400,000, 300,000, who murdered 100,000, 70, 60,000 babies and children? So we must sue every American politician who vetoed. And every one of you is a war criminal. That is what, and who's giving them arms for the past 77, 78 years? Who's giving them billions of dollars? So don't think you will intimidate us, you haramis. America is bankrupt, and Trump is the rapist, and is a pedophile, and remember, is guilty, is a felon and criminal. Therefore, thousands of people were protesting against him yesterday as well. Israel attacks South Lebanon. See, now they don't know what to do. They're in a catch-22. Netanyahu has dug such a grave for himself, he doesn't know what to do. When he goes this way, he wants to attack Lebanon. He goes that way, he wants to attack Yemen. Comes in Gaza, he attacks the babies and children. So we say, well done to Hamas. Well done to the Qassam Brigade. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And we will never apologize for that. The West monopoly is over now, and remember, the American empire and all that is finished now, and they're on the decline, and the other countries are now taking over, and that is Russia, Russia, China, and remember the other countries, India and so forth. So this is Allah's system, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah rotates everything in this world, remember. A U.S. judge orders deportation of Mahmoud Khalil. Mahmoud Khalil, Palestinian, did not commit any crime, but he participated in the marches against the American regime and their support for Israel and so forth, which is his democratic right. But because he's Palestinians, so they are burning. We say, Kul mutu bighayrikum. You freak with your anger and so forth. If you don't know the meaning of freak, you die like a dog. It's Afrikaans word, you see that. So you must remember this year. Now listen to this one. This is in Haaretz. An Israeli judge frees a settler and who murdered and killed the Palestinian for no reason. So there is a Palestinian, he's walking, for example, the Jutla, the settler comes, he just pulls the gun and the trigger and shoots him dead, and he goes to court, the court says, never mind, you did something good. That is Israeli-style justice. You see, go read it, it's in the Haaretz newspaper. You Jutla, Jutlis, remember Allah is disgracing you, locally, nationally, globally. Therefore, the non-Muslims, 80-90%, have turned against you because you are the scum of this earth. Remember these type of things here. Okay, now listen to this harami. Can you believe that? So he is the president of France. Who? Macron. Another paka harami. Now there's a debate. People are saying that his wife is not a female. His wife is a male originally. So he was Steve. And then Steve went for operation, transgender, all that, and became Eve. You see that? So that is what people are claiming. So Macron the Harami says, okay, I will prove to you with scientific evidence that she, my wife, you see, Bridget, is a female and is not a male. Can you imagine this? He is a small lady and she was teaching him in school. And then they got busy. You see that? Then they got busy with biology lessons, and they got all hot with a lot of other lessons, and then they got married, and go read about him. These are the haramis, the scum of the earth, you must remember that. U.S. to remove sanctions on Zimbabwe, you see. If you become the slave servant of America, then they will say, okay, no more sanctions. But if you take Israel, their favorite illegitimate child, and B, they are B, 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 big B. So to the ICJ, 1 year has passed now, so then they will put pressure on you like South Africa. Russia, so you must remember. So what Russia did, so Russia gave 1,000 bodies of the dead people, you know, to Ukraine. And Ukraine gave 24 Russians to Russians who were dead. So one side was 1,000 and the other side was 24. So that was Mubadala, the exchange between the two countries. Let's come to South Africa. South Africa to sue Israel in the ICJ. You must take off their pants and their underpants also, South Africa. So they'll at least do that. UANC, you know you destroyed South Africa, right? 90%, 80% of South Africans will agree on that. So at least one good deed you do. You must sue them for millions, billions, trillions, zillions. From 1948 to today, for the massacres, for the apartheid, and the murder, genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, and everything, show these jutlas and show these Americans that we are South Africa. On such a rahmat, we will sort you out, you see that. High Court, you must remember, seizes 4 million rand of who? So the Liebenberg, St. Ponzi. So these are the people who are famous in South Africa. So they were running a Ponzi scheme, you see. So now you want the High Court seize 4 million rand of theirs. Zala makes a move here to the Gauteng, you see. Looks like she's going to go to become the mayor. And I won't be surprised she becomes, because the people are fed up of the ANC and the DA and the other parties. When she's represent, you must remember the DA. So I got nothing to do with ANC or DA. I say to vote for DA is haram. I told you that 100 times. But she's making her moves now. Shahook versus the travel agents. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Nana Memorial Hall. So the agents are telling me, hey, you better be there. I say, Papa, me, I'm sitting in Northern Cape here. So you go and you tell us what's happening. So we support the agents and we don't support Shahook. We are very clear on that. Yusha Tayyab, our connection, is the lawyer, and I suppose there might be maybe other legal eagles there. So let's see, tomorrow everything will become clear, which way Shahook and which way the travel agents are heading. So will it be Shahook or will it be Nusuk? According to what I understand, majority agents now currently are in favor of Nusuk and not in favor of Shahook. So yesterday, you must remember, the program went very well. From here, Allah Ta'ala reward Muhammad Mas'ud. He took Mahaji Ahmed Abdi and myself there to, you understood, that Uppington. And today again, we will go. But I told them, just give us the car and we will go in the morning, 11 o'clock. Today's khutbah is ended by Abdullah Awad Juhani. So he's another chamcha also, side cheek. He will take maybe the name of the king and prince and all these things there. Yeah. But let's wait and see, and then we'll take the khutbah salat, and then 11:15 or so, we'll link up with Makkah Mukarramah. And that will be today. For those of you interested in your business and so forth, the Reserve Bank of South Africa has retained the repo rate at 7%. So the repo rate is still 7% of the Reserve Bank, no changes there. The license card, can you believe South Africa? We're living in the 21st century. But South Africa got one machine only for our driving car licenses, you know. And that also is half in Sakarat and half dead. So they, every forum suggested we can have a way that to give people a temporary, you understand, license and so forth, because you can't cope. You see, it is things like that that made the people fed up and frustrated with the ANC. Masters in stealing and so forth. But the thing like this, that every person needs to driving a vehicle, now that they can't sort out and so forth. So therefore, instead of winning over the people, you frustrate them and so forth. So inshallah, today about 11:15, we will join up with Makkah Mukarramah. Sheikh Awad Al-Juhani will be delivering the khutbah, rendering the salat. And by us here, where we are in Uppington, inshallah, so in the Northern Cape, after Kimberley, this is the second biggest place. You see that, Uppington. So the masjid is called Masjid Abu Dharr Ghifari. So mashallah, I saw yesterday that right in the center of town, they got the big mortuary masjid. You see, it's written there, masjid, from the council side. So that's good. And then you have a big, nice masjid, mashallah. And Sheikh Hassan is the imam there. So we will be there for the Jummah and all those things. It won't be live on Markaz. Today we got Moana Zahid Khan. He's there in Masjid Ibrahim. And his lecture will be live on Markaz. So my brother Ahmad Abdi will record my lecture, inshallah. And then we will send it out and they'll play it out today, tomorrow, whenever, inshallah, Aziz. And thereafter, inshallah, tonight we will be there also in Uppington. And they got a new Islamic center. So they're just few months old, you know. So there I met some brothers. They came for the lecture and program last night. So there between Maghrib and Isha tonight, inshallah. So tomorrow afternoon, inshallah, we will leave from here and come back to not South Africa, come back to Gauteng, inshallah. We are in South Africa. So Allah Ta'ala accept everything. Ji Hafiz Wadi. Because
of God, have the demands for Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning of durood and what's the origin of the word durood?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Durood is not Arabic, is not Urdu, it's Farsi, Persian word. When a person is a farmer, so then he has a bumper crop, a bumper harvest. He sells that in minimum time for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So that is durood, and then we say Sharif for honor and respect. So to send salawat, salutation, durood Sharif upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, said, it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So read abundantly as the Master alayhi salatu salam commanded us, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Read abundant salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep the tongue moist, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is excellent, especially every day, but more so on a Friday, increase the quantity and amount.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to use interest money to do business, and once the business is running, thereafter to remove the interest money?
And if you die before that, then nobody will be interested to pay the interest. Totally haram. That is exactly what shaitan will tell you to do. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqra wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. Quran Kareem says, Satan, Lucifer, shaitan promises you poverty and then tells you go do all the haram things. So what you are suggesting, brother, sister, absolutely haram. People want to take overdraft from the bank. People want to take loans from the bank. And then you have to place collateral, and then you have to pay them with interest, 5%, 10%, 20%, whatever you agree on, and so forth. So to enter into such relationship, interest-related business, and so forth, totally, absolutely haram. Go read the Quran Sharif, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. And in 279, verse 279 of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, Allah Jalla Wala mentioned something which Allah does not mention for any crime. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That if you do not abstain from, refrain from taking, giving interest, and becoming a witness and a contracting party, then be prepared, بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for a war against Allah Ta'ala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 2, surah 2, surah Baqarah, verse 279, all haram it is, brother.
Mufti Sahib, can one perform one umrah on behalf of two people?
What two people? 2 million people, 2 billion people. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, my wife, myself, perform many, many hajj, Allah qabool farmaya, Allah accept many umrahs, alhamdulillah. So I tell her, make intention from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time. Ya Allah, all the people from Adam and Eve, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu an, whoever passed away on Iman and Islam, we performing this Hajj on Umrah and transfer the reward to them. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Ummah, right till the day of Qiyamah, so whether they passed away, whether they are alive, whether they still going to come, and they live with Iman and pass away with Iman, transfer this reward to them. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. یوتی میں یشا اللہ کی خزانہ میں کوئی کمی نہیں. There is no limitation in the treasures of Almighty Allah. Why make intention for two? Say, Ya Allah, I make intention for 2 million, 2 trillion, 2 billion, trillion, zillion people, Ya Allah. Everybody, 100% permissible. And for you who are in Makkah, you want to make another Umrah, then go to Masjid Aisha Tan'im. So there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mother Aisha on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah, and that was after Hajj. It was time for departure to go back to Madinah Munawwara. And otherwise go to Jirana, 30 kilos out of Makkah, go with a taxi, tell him to wait there. And then you read your 2 rakat salat there, you make your intention, Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir hali wa taqabbala minni, in any language, Ya Allah, I make intention for umrah, the minor pilgrimage, make it easy and accept it, and thereafter, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. To go there at Jirana after Fatih Makkah, the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Hunain. From Hunain, and after beating them, the Hawazin, then the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Taif and defeated the Mushrikeen. And on the way back, then the Master alayhi salatu salam performed Umrah and came back. Many Sahaba also didn't know, because it was late night time, you must remember. So from Tan'im is Qawlun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the instruction Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And from Ji'rana, it is Fa'lun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The action, the Mubarak action of the Mubarak Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go to these places, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu and copies of the Qur'an Kareem were actually burnt?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, speaks about an incident. Go and read it. Verses 106, 107, 108, 109, 110. So Almighty Allah speaks about the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that where Masjid Quba is today. They said they're building a masjid nearby. They said, no, that the people who are sickly, old, and they can't walk so far, so we're building for them. And then they would say, in aradna illa al-husna, we are good intentions, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this is happening in the 9th year of the Hijrah. On the other side, he, Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, 30,000 of them is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, are preparing for Tabuk. The month is Rajab, the year is the 90th of the Hijrah. And this then is Munafiqeen, a person who was the main person in this, Abu Amir al-Rahib. He fought against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba in the battle of Badr, but he survived, he was not killed. So he got hold of this Munafiqeen. He's the father of Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala and Ghaseerul Malaika, the Sahabi, who fulfilled the conjugal rights with his wife, and then the call was made for jihad, and he went before making ghusl, and he passes away. The angels came down to give him ghusl and bathe him, hence the title Ghaseerul Malaika. He, Sahabi, father, Pakka Munafiq, dispatched to Jahannam. So they built a masjid. Allah called it masjid. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ذِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There they built the headquarters for kufr and blasphemy. Dirar, to cause harm to the Muslims and so forth. They requested Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform salat. The Master alayhi salam said, I'm busy now with the battle of Tabuk, meaning preparing for Tabuk. When I come back, I will think about it. When the Master alayhi salam was returning, Allah revealed the verse, لا تقوم فيه أبدا. You must never ever go there. Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go tell your sahaba, they must go there and they must burn that masjid, Masjid al-Dirar. Now a question arises, brother. Then why there was a masjid, a mosque burnt in the time of the Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? to protect the unity, solidarity of this ummah, because their aim was وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, to cause fragmentation in the rank and file of the believers. Chapter 9, verses 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, go read it. In the Quran Sharif, so we have from Quran, go open Tafsir Qurtubi, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tafsir Razi, Tafsir Munir, Ma'arif al-Quran. So everyone has mentioned this about the burning and so forth. So that happened in the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid was burnt. In time of Sayyidina Umar, in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif under the chapter Ta'lif al-Quran. How was the Quran Sharif compiled as a book form? You see that? In time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one group by heart it, another group were the scribes, they were writing it. But not only on paper, there was a paucity, shortage of paper. And then whatever we had, they could find, they would find leather, they found paper, they found bones, whatever, they would just write on that. In time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the entire Quran Sharif was reduced to paper. And then it was called Mushaf. The first time it was called Mushaf, scrolls. You see, everything reduced to paper. Then in time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, the people of Azerbaijan and all that, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, they were fighting, arguing, my qirat is right, your qirat is wrong. That one said, mine is right and yours. I just give you an example that will resonate with you. I read, Maliki Yawmiddin, Hafiz Wadi is a big Parisaf, example, you see. He graduated here and there and all. So Hafiz Wadi Parisaf, Dhamad Barakat, to whom reads, Maliki Yawmiddin. Now the argument starts. So then the matter was brought to Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen. He became Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24. He passes away and became Shaheed and a martyr in the year 35. You see that? 18th of Zulhijjah. So 12 years he ruled. You must remember this Ummah. So anyway, so he, Sayyidina Usman, they told him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, you must intervene. The people are going to fight now. They'll come to blows and so forth. So he called up Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the biggest scribe, and told him, write the Quran Sharif in the dialect of the Quraysh, and then it will be the official, the script of the noble Quran. So if you open the Quran Sharif printed in the Arab world, even now you will see sometimes it's written, Al-Quran al-Majid bil-Rasmil Uthmani. You see, our people, majority of them, they can't read the Quran that you find there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, written by the greatest calligrapher alive, and that is Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. That's his full name. Usman Hussein, I met him twice, mashallah. He wrote my name, my wife's name. He got it nicely there at home. So alhamdulillah, he's very ill now. Make dua for him. So he wrote it according to that dialect of the Quraysh. You must remember that. Usman Hussein Taha, in our time and that. So he said that he wrote it, when I asked him the first time, he said 7 times. After that he wrote it 10, now it's about 12. So different qirats and styles and so forth. So anyway, so our people are used to the India-Pakistan style, the script, the Miasfam Quran, you see what we call. So he said, now Usman did that. And all the other Qurans that were there, he said, bring it here, and he burnt it. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So Masjid burnt in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran burnt in time of Sayyidina Usman. And there was ijma of Sahaba, consensus of the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, La tajtami'u ummati ala dalala. My ummah will never agree on something that is astray and so forth and so on. Why? To preserve the unity, solidarity of this ummah. So therefore the Quran Sharif were burnt, and then they had made a copy, master copies were made and sent out to the major centers of the Islamic Empire and Ummah, and the Masjid was burnt to teach people we mustn't give this kuffar and munafiqeen a chance to build the Masjid Islamic Center, and that becomes the place of kufr and blasphemy and tafriqan bain al-mu'mineen, and they want to cause fragmentation in the rank and file of the ummah. Make dua for us and make dua for the ummah. We're leaving now for year the musalla in a problem's work. MashaAllah, my brother Ahmed Abdi is here, brother Zubair is here, Muhammad Masood will come now, his father will come now. Allah to reward all of them. And inshallah, today I told you our program will be there in Uppington. That is the main masjid, Abu Dhar Ghifari Masjid, 12:30 Azan, 12:40 the lecture will start. And the live lecture will be by Mona Zahid Khan on workers. And before the 11:15, we have Abu Abdullah Juhani. You see that he will render the khutbah and salat from the Haram Sharif in Makkah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.